Moving from stage to screen is always a bit of a leap, and for a couple of new movies, the leap is bigger than usual. One of those movies is based on an intellectual play about sadomasochism, the other on a musical about a 1960s singing group. Both stage shows required serious reimagining for the screen. Critic Bob Mondello says the folks who did that reimagining, Roman Polanski and Clint Eastwood, brought to the task a long history in the movies and in life.
A director is casting a new play at the start of Roman Polanski's Venus in Fur, and auditions have been ghastly. The play is based on a 19th century novel by Leopold von Sacher-Masoch. We get the term masochism from his last name. And the on-screen writer-director is despairing that he'll ever find a sexy leading lady who has both classical training and a brain. Vonda, a very late arrival for the audition, only reinforces his doubts. Doing vocal exercises, she sounds like a fishwife, and she's dressed dominatrix style in black leather. For the character, a lacy dress with a bustle would be better. But it turns out she has one of those in her bag, and her voice turns more delicate when she starts speaking the play's lines from memory, much to the director's surprise.
Je m'appelle Vonda Vandoneyev.
Lines about sexual fantasies involving fur coats and childhood spankings. Is the play really about child abuse, she wonders?
La maltraitance des enfants.
And he explodes.
Tout ramener à un problème social à la con.
Non, la maltraitance des enfants, c'est pas vraiment...
Roman Polanski's been making films about psychosexual mind games for decades, and also wrestling with on-screen demons that call up his own history, as a Holocaust survivor, say, in The Pianist. That history, of course, includes his status as a sex offender off-screen. So when the opening shot has the on-screen director standing next to a very phallic cactus, and that on-screen director makes you do a double take because he's a dead ringer for Polanski, even the same haircut, well, let's just say you don't have to dig too deep to make connections, especially with Emmanuelle Seigner, Polanski's real-life wife, playing the auditioning actress. The film still centers on the male-female power struggle, playwright David Ives put in his original stage script, but where the play had the stage actress and her director sort of morphing into the characters as they rehearsed, the movie blurs those lines and the ones separating the film's creators from the people on screen. And by the time Venus in Fur is done, the sexual tension is Polanski-esque in more ways than you might expect. That sort of thing is not going to happen when Clint Eastwood directs a musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Oh, he put a little of his younger self into Jersey Boys, a black-and-white Rawhide episode playing on TV at one point. But that's just a joke. No, what director Eastwood brings to Broadway's jukebox smash is a seriousness and realism you don't expect. He doesn't even start it with a song. He starts with a scene that could have been in Goodfellas, a barber's 16-year-old son giving a shave to a local mob boss and by accident nearly slicing the guy's throat. The mob boss, happily, is a fan of the kids. Throat.
A voice like yours, it's a gift from God.
Sure, Mr. DiCarlo. It's just,
What?
I don't know, I just wish things would start to happen.
Impatient, huh? Don't worry, you work hard, everything follows.
Everything does follow. Pop stardom. Then the usual ups and downs, long tours, broken marriages, money trouble. And where on Broadway, each scene leads neatly to a song. In a more realistic movie, there are perhaps necessarily going to be arid stretches. Eastwood's got a feel for music. He composed the scores for most of his recent films. But he doesn't have a particular flair for musical staging, so the concert scenes don't pop. He's better with the backstage stuff, even when dialogue's theatrically contrived. An argument, for instance, that gets refereed by the group's gay producer.
I don't get it.
What don't you get, Tommy?
The title, Walk Like a Man, as opposed to what, a woman?
Hey, Mr. Congeniality, it's a metaphor. It's an anthem for every guy who's ever been twisted around a girl's little finger. And if I'm explaining that to you, we're in trouble. Walk like a man. Take one.
Eastwood's production team rounded up enough vintage cars to capture the look of the 60s, but Jersey Boys is too wrapped up in its boys from Jersey to give you much actual feel for the period. On stage, you expect the tight focus, but on screen, it's weird that Sinatra is the only other musician who gets mentioned. No Beach Boys, no Beatles. This Jersey Boys universe feels as if it's been crafted as specifically for the group's fans, with Eastwood being fan number one, as Polanski's Venus in Fur has been crafted around Polanski, directors bending stage works to purposes cinematic and personal. I'm Bob Mondello.